This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Thank you for tuning in, listening to tonight's edition of Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you want to call and join the conversation, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Big Loose Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
Now, I'm not asking you guys, I'm asking the listeners, so, I mean... You
know. Yes.
Are you tired of the oppressive rules and moderation of the big social media sites? You've pre-answered.
I thought you said you weren't asking. I pre-answered.
I am not, because I don't use them.
He pre-answered.
I didn't even know what the question was.
Are you tired of the oppressive rules and moderation of the big tech social media sites?
No, I heard you the first time.
Our Mastodon server at social.freetalklive can set you free. Mastodon is free, open source, decentralized, and federated. Multiple apps are available for iOS, Android, Windows, Mac, and Linux. Social.freetalklive.com, social.freetalklive.com.
I will say this. You know what is annoying about X? I'm just sharing.
Like I have, the fact that they changed their name from Twitter to letter?
I'll call them Twitter then, if that makes you feel better. Like, I'm not subscribed to Elon Musk, but I have multiple Twitter accounts that I use for, like, multiple facets of my life that I don't want interspersed when I'm scrolling through news.
Sure, yeah.
But every single time Elon tweets, I get a notification on all of the accounts.
Oh, yeah
I blocked Elon him. Elon has tweeted.
Yeah, I straight up blocked him.
Okay.
Yeah, he...
Like, off the bat. Every now and again, I'll
every now and again, he'll unblock himself.
No, every now and again, I'll see some, you know, somebody will post something. It's like, they're referencing someone that I've blocked. I'm like, who did I block? Oh.
Elon.
That's who I blocked.
All right, well, we've got some callers.
But just the ego on that guy to think that everybody with every interest is interested in him just because he runs it.
Yeah, I mean, it might be spelled Elon, but it's pronounced ego.
Okay.
Ego Musk.
You should take a note from Tom. Did anyone ever hear from Tom?
No. Just the one time.
Friends with everybody. Yep. Didn't bother anyone.
Yeah.
Yep. Tom was cool. And we forsook him. Forsook? We did forsake
forsaken.
Him. He was
forsaken.
Yes, by, well, everybody.
Taken for granted.
Definitely.
We love this Zuckerberg guy.
I was thinking about this the
Suck
other day.
It, Tom.
I was thinking about this the other day that, like...
We're leaving.
They're like, social media, and, like, I find, like, tech in general is most fun when it's early adoption season, right? So, like, when MySpace first came out, there was... Not the people were like, what's a MySpace? And like, only the nerds were like, oh, dude, MySpace is cool. It's this website where you can blah, 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 and you do this, that, the other.
Learn a little bit of HTML coding.
Yeah, you know, and blah, blah, you know. And so, like, that's when it was the coolest, was when it was a sort of a new thing. There was an exclusive, if you will, nerd community. Right, who were just discovering it and figuring out how to use it and use all the features and customize it and all that kind of stuff. It wasn't until the general population was onboarded to MySpace that it began to suck.
That's when I onboarded. Like, I signed up for both MySpace and Facebook on, like, the same day.
Really?
In, like, 2007 or around
there. Wow, okay.
I was like, I knew of MySpace well before that. I just had zero interest.
So MySpace was my first experience with Web 2, and I'm against Web 2. I thought it was a terrible, terrible idea. Like, I get it. Everyone had basically the same website where they'd put up their face and their name and talk about themselves. Mm-hmm. And MySpace went, you know, we could just do that for you. And everyone went, that just sounds way easier. So they all went to MySpace, and I thought that was the beginning
of... No, MySpace.
MySpace. They had the boilerplate form where you fill out, like, okay, here, put your profile picture.
Oh, I know. Right, yeah.
All that.
Yeah, they tried to build your site for you instead of letting you or making you sort of do it yourself.
Yeah, and I saw that, and I'm like,
what I thought was great about it was like, it forced people to learn a thing. So, like, you needed to know somebody on MySpace to be able to figure out how to build your own page, right? You're like, yeah, I got the MySpace. I'm trying to get into it, but, like, I don't know any HTML. What do I do? Here, I'll show you. And so it created, like, this sort of brotherhood, right? This sort of, like, hey, I'll help you. This community of, I won't call them tech support, but, like, if you knew somebody who was already on MySpace, they were more likely to help you figure out how to build your own page because they had one and they had to get help from somebody else, too. And so it was this cascading interpersonal interaction that got more people on the MySpace. And then Facebook comes around. And there's, like, a mass migration because, like, the automation started happening that you're describing. And Facebook was like, oh, well, this is a better thing. And everybody's like, yeah, Facebook's better. Everybody migrate over here. I was one of the last ones to move from MySpace to Facebook.
I think because MySpace started to look like Facebook, and then Facebook won.
Right.
Mm. I think the biggest thing was just that Facebook had the ability to look people up. MySpace, it was hard to find people.
Yeah.
You basically had to get a link from a person if you wanted their MySpace.
That's a benefit.
Yeah, what I loved about MySpace, though, was like they didn't care, and to some extent, Facebook doesn't care either, but MySpace totally didn't care about pseudonyms.
Right.
And you could have as many MySpace pages as you wanted, right? You could be Bill Smith, you could be Peakless Mountaineer, you could be Jane Doe, right? It didn't matter. They didn't care, right? Whereas Facebook decided to care. They decided at some point that, like, we have to crack down on people who aren't using their authentic names, right? And then Facebook, like, got into a bunch of crap with their user base about, well, what does authentic name mean? Do you mean government ID? No, actually, that's what they meant, but they weren't allowed to legally say that. So they had to say, like, you can verify your authentic name by using something like a driver's license or a birth certificate or something with your authentic name on it, right? And then way down the list, they had a bunch of other stuff, right?
Well, I know your story, but yeah. I've shared mine as well. I'm ID verified on Facebook and LinkedIn as Richie Rich.
Nice. I got on LinkedIn for, I don't know, man, like a half an hour. And I immediately discovered how crappy it was. Like, I'm like, no, I don't want to be connected to all these people in the employment realm, right? So I got rid of it. And then, like, a couple of years go by, and I applied for this job, and they're like, and we need you to give us your LinkedIn profile. And I'm like, ah, crap, all right. So I already had it. I didn't cancel it. I just never used it. I never logged back into it. So a couple of years later, I logged back into it, and I update some things, and, like, you know, it did the job. It got me the job. But, like, as soon as I got the job, I was like, nope, done. Then I deleted it.
I recently fired up LinkedIn.
Is evil, dude.
That's fine, but I was having an issue with GameStop tech support, and so I fired up LinkedIn and found the board of directors and reached out to them to let them know they had a consumer complaint about their tech support, and the problem was solved like 3 days later, after 2 months of back and forth with tech support. So there is a benefit to being able to contact people through LinkedIn.
Mm.
All right, let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. I believe this is Crichton in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Hey, good. What's on your mind?
I wanted to revisit a topic that came up about a week or so ago between you guys and Mark Ridley of the Ridley Report. Dave Ridley of the Ridley Report. He was reporting on a UN movement to ban nuclear weaponry.
And I call him a fascist.
Yes, and I want to go there.
Go there.
I do want to go there.
Please go there.
You want to call Dave a fascist, or you want to argue with Richie about Dave not being a fascist?
I'm not going to call Dave a fascist.
Okay.
But he's probably going to call me a fascist before we're over. But
don't act like a fascist and you won't get called a fascist.
I am okay with being called names, but I want to present a slightly different perspective that you might appreciate. The United States has a treaty with pretty much every country in the world that it has any treaties with at all that says that it cannot possess, from a military or federal level, facilities that are capable of producing gas weapons. like sarin gas, those kinds of things. It's a weapons treat. And
I'm hearing
part
him out.
And parcel to this treaty, the United States prohibits itself from owning makeup companies.
Okay.
Okay. It seems so bizarre, but I'm explaining.
Sounds to me like there are ways of turning makeup companies into chemical weapons manufacturers.
So far, I'm not going to call you a fascist.
Which is not really that surprising. I mean, all of the so-called chemicals, these are all petrochemicals. And the thing about petrochemicals, you can turn everything into everything. It's just a question of how expensive it is to do.
But I'm going to explain to you why it is the government prohibits itself from doing that, even though it does not prohibit private manufacturers from developing makeup companies.
Is it because it looks good?
The reason is, even though the United States government does not care about making weaponry at all, what they want to prevent is the ability, the problem of making a target for a foreign terrorist or attacker within the public. In other words, they don't want to make it obvious to their foreign adversaries that they have a facility that can make such a gas weapon in any kind of civilian area, because it becomes its own problem, because it becomes a target for a foreign attack.
Well, it would be that company's responsibility to defend itself. Right, that's private ownership and private defense,
and that's part of the problem. So
what's the problem?
The problem I'm speaking of is what between yourself and Dave Ridley. The argument is that he made the point that this treaty would potentially, in some time in the future, make nuclear weapons for these same governments illegal. Now, I agree with you. That does not mean that you as an individual should not be able to have a nuclear weapon.
Well, that's why I called him a fascist, because he said I couldn't.
I am all for making it illegal for governments to own nuclear weapons. I think that I think the governments of the world have proven themselves to be the least responsible weapons users ever. And as such, any effort that we can make to keep weapons out of their hands is a good one.
But that's not where I'm going. I knew you would agree with that. Where I'm going is that by you possessing a nuclear weapon, then you become a greater target. And the problem is not that you can't guarantee or roughly guarantee that you know what you're doing with your own weapon. The problem is that you can't ultimately defend yourself from a foreign national without the United States government's participation in that. They should participate in that. But they won't, and you know they won't.
Well, I don't even think they should, right? Private ownership, private defense. If I'm going to have a nuclear weapon, again, this goes back to my property thing, like you have to be able to defend it. Luckily for you, you have a nuclear weapon, right?
I understand that, but I'm trying to make the point that if you possess a nuclear weapon, you can't practically guarantee that. You can't be that defender.
I don't have to guarantee anything. There is no guarantee of defense under any circumstance.
You are putting the onus on the owner to guarantee safety for that you wouldn't put on anybody else.
Do you understand that? Because you are acting as if government actors can guarantee safety of these things, when if you look at their track record, they do not.
And they've written it into their laws that they have no responsibility to.
Sir?
Ma'am?
That's actually my point.
Go ahead.
Is that whether it's a government or not, they can't guarantee the safety of that weapon. And it is such a dangerous.
Look, you can't guarantee the safety of your passenger when you take them into your vehicle.
I know that.
So we should prevent everyone from driving or from taking passengers?
No.
Why is guaranteed safety such a big. Then why are you putting the onus on anybody who owns something to guarantee safety? That's ludicrous.
But that's what we have to do.
No, you don't.
It is not.
That's dumb.
Wait. Why?
It's not fascistic. It's just dumb.
Hang on. Crichton, why do you believe that that's just what we have to do? What makes you say that?
I'm saying that because you accept the liability, the responsibility of being that kind of web owner. You have to be able to do that. You have to do your best effort.
Thus, no, I don't. Crichton.
No, I don't.
Well, so
for the same reason as the vehicle example I just gave.
Right. Now, if you're a responsible vehicle owner, right, here in New Hampshire, it's not required by law for you to have auto insurance. It's a choice. You can have it or not. I personally think it's a good idea. And so as a responsible vehicle pilot and owner, I choose to carry some insurance, right?
But if you give me a ride, are you going to guarantee my safety?
Nope.
Nope. Why not?
Well, because...
You're the ride provider, Captain.
Yeah, because, like...
You want to guarantee the safety of any passenger.
Right. So...
Okay, maybe guarantee isn't the best word.
Okay.
How about best effort?
Well, I don't have to make a best effort.
Well, hold on. Do you think someone's going to own a nuke and not make a best effort to keep that nuke from getting stolen?
you're putting the onus on the victim.
I didn't say stolen.
You're putting the onus on the victim. How about you just stop people from aggressing?
Okay, stolen or broken or exploded. You think they're not going to make a best effort to protect something that is that expensive?
Go ahead, Craig.
I believe that they would. I believe that you would. But that is exactly
then what
the
are we talking about here?
But you're talking past me because you won't let me speak. Here's the thing. A best effort. Let's not say guarantee because you're right. That would be impossible.
I'm usually right, but go ahead.
When you get into a car when you get into a car with somebody else driving, you're making the assumption that they will make the best effort to stay on the road and stay in their lane.
No, I've gotten in the car with a drunk friend when I'm supposed to be the designated driver. He said, I can handle it. I go, let's see what you can do. Whoa, well, man, you missed your turn. Circle back.
Okay. But... When you own a firearm, you do know that you have to make a best effort. You should make a best effort that when you fire into the woods hunting, that you know what's behind your target.
So when you own property, you have to be responsible for the actions of the property that you own.
If that's going to be your analogy, I would have to make my best effort to make sure it's safe when I choose to detonate my nuclear weapon. Which we've already established, yes, it's possible on like a 2 miles of 2 mile acreage, 2 miles of land, right? Minus fallout or whatever, but the smallest nuke you can get, you can blow up two square miles of land. I would have to make my best effort, right?
You would have to make your best effort, but do you understand?
But if someone sneaks up behind me and unholsters my weapon and shoots the clerk, right? That's not on me.
Okay, if you have your weapon in your basement and you don't put an alarm on your house, are you making your best effort?
Number one, you shouldn't have to, and the only places that that's a problem is places where the state dictates it so. I shouldn't have to lock up my firearms in my home on the off chance that a burglar breaks in and grabs it.
And I mean,
that's a state function.
You want to talk about fascism? Everything that you're saying says that fascism is awesome because it's arbitrary where you're drawing the line of what is too dangerous. It's arbitrary where you're drawing the line of what is sufficient for me to consider it your best effort. No, you just want to run people's lives.
I want a loaded shotgun above my bed.
Then talk like you don't want to run people's lives, because everything you've said so far is about telling people what to do with their property.
You know how wrong you are? You have me and Peekless agreeing with each other.
Did I say that you had to do what I said? That's actually...
It is the underlying premise of your argument.
No, it's not. The underlying premise of my argument is that at a weapon of that size and possible destruction, it is impossible for you to have a best practice, as even the government can't do that.
I agree that it is impossible for us to make you happy.
I'm just trying to see.
You will not be satisfied with anything that we do.
Okay, so if...
Let's ask one follow-up question. Who's going to adjudicate best practice and take my nuke from me?
I didn't say anyone would take your nuke from you. I already said right from the start that I agree that you have your position on...
When you say you're not allowed to have a thing, it implies someone's going to take it from you.
I didn't say you weren't allowed to have it. I specifically said I agree with you that you should be able to have that weapon.
Then everything you've said after that is pointless.
No. I'm trying to point out the perspective from Dave Ridley.
I don't care what his perspective is. He said I couldn't own it. He said I shouldn't be able to own it, and 8 billion people would try to take it from me.
I did not say that you should not be able to. Not once did I say that.
Okay. Then I go back to everything you've said after that is pointless. Because Dave Ridley's argument was that I should not be able to own it. And if you disagree with Dave Ridley and agree with me, then you don't need to make an excuse for his fascist position.
No, I'm trying to help you see that there is merit in the treaty.
I'm not party to that treaty.
No.
And I would not be party to any treaty that says I cannot own a thing.
But likewise, the treaty that I pointed out that does exist that limits the federal government from owning makeup companies.
But that treaty that prevents the government from owning makeup companies, by extension, prevents private business from owning makeup companies.
Nope.
And I'm against that.
How does it do that?
He just said they couldn't have makeup company plants in the country because the government signed the treaty.
They exist.
What?
I thought you said that earlier on. Maybe I misheard.
They do exist. I've used that example on purpose.
Yeah, that makes absolutely no sense.
Did I misheard? I apologize.
I am absolutely in favor of anything that limits the government, especially if it actually effectively does so. I would make it illegal for them to own paper clips, given the opportunity.
Toilet seats and hammers.
Yeah, make no mistake. Everything they own only and exclusively through violent theft.
Yep.
That is all. So, yes, I would be happy to make... And if you want to start at nukes, that's a great place to start.
With the makeup plants, exactly, I thought he said it makes them a target for our enemies.
Okay, and if you want to start at makeup plants, I'm fine there, too.
Hold on, guys. Crichton, I just want to say you get the verbal award, the peace award, because your call here did, as Richie Rich pointed out, made Peakless and Richie Rich agree on a thing.
That's an indicator that you're wrong.
I don't even care
because we don't
how
agree.
We got to it. It just happened, and it's never happened before. So, Crichton, congratulations. You have won the award, and thank you so much for the call, man. We appreciate you.
And for our next call, Flat Earth.
The award-winning Crichton. I'm going to have to change his name in the system so, like, when he calls it, the caller ID pops up and says, the award-winning Crichton.
There you go.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, if I misunderstood the way he presented the example, I apologize. But I thought he said you're not allowed to have a makeup company in America because it makes it a target for terrorists to blow up.
I'm just surprised you guys agreed.
That's how wrong he was. That's the point.
Maybe we need to extend this to corporations, since they are, in fact, actually part of the government, aren't allowed to own makeup companies. Great. So have a business that isn't incorporated.
603-283-6160 is the number if you would like to join the conversation. Who will be the next award-winning caller to get Peakless and Richie Rich to agree on a premise? It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
News update.
The Pentagon finally launching strikes in Iraq and Syria after Iran-backed proxy groups kill 3 members of the U.S. military last week. At least 85 targets hit. B-1 bombers flown from here in the U.S. to the Middle East to carry out the strikes. The bodies of the 3 sergeants, 2 women ages 23 and 24, and 1 man who was 46, flown back to Dover Air Force Base Friday in Delaware. President Biden, First Lady Jill, and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on hand for the somber ceremony. And taking a look now at USA Business News, a big burst in hiring taking place in January. The government says 353,000 jobs added. That's almost twice what economists had predicted for the month. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says unemployment at 3.7%. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
That is the domestic terrorist hotline. I'm sorry, that's the call-in number for Free Talk Live. Although the feds would, you know, think those are one and the same.
Michigan militia.
They have, in fact, classified libertarians as domestic terrorists. Oh, man. So, yeah.
And anybody who was even at J6?
Yep.
Much less, like, participated or, like, went inside or whatever, climbed the wall. Like, just people that were standing outside. They now have a file on you if you were there. They also have a file on people and have classified you a domestic terrorist if you were at some other, another state capital during the J6 thing, right? Because these protests didn't just happen in D.C., right? Other people gathered at other places of, you know, like state capitals, stuff like that. And
to those people, I have to ask, so how do you feel about the Patriot Act now?
If you've ever listened to Ron Paul speak, you're on the list.
Pretty much, yeah.
If you ever thought that, hey, I really like freedom, you just might be a domestic terrorist. Before we go on, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Tired of the ever-inflating U.S. dollar? You can live your life on Dash with BitRefill.com, where you can buy gift cards from big retailers, including grocers, gas stations, phone refills, Amazon, and even prepaid MasterCards. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month for this sponsorship. It's easy to get and use Dash. You can learn more at Dash.org. That's Dash.org. All right. Apparently, you guys have your agreement has fired up some callers.
Oh, no.
I don't know if it was specifically your agreement. I'm just assuming.
I assume the world shakes when this happens.
We're going to do some Wonder Twins and really make things happen.
Is time going to warp? Are both of you guys going to show up on your next day to be on Free Talk Live with goatees instead of beards, and I'll show up with a big beard?
I don't know, but we might at least do the time warp dance.
Let's do the time warp again.
This is why you got to split us up and can't have us on the same night, Kevin.
So here's a question. The first time the time warp dance was done, did they sing again?
Ooh.
Because it is a time warp. So you would think that someone would go back in time from after that to before that. So you would be accurate in calling it again.
Maybe the only way to close the time warp is for them to always say again.
Mm.
Or does that keep it open?
Meh. I am, you know.
Hey, I've seen this movie. It looks to me like they're keeping it open.
Okay. Let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. This is Jack, I believe, calling from West Virginia. Is that right, Jack?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you're live on the radio. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm not even sure what radio I'm on because I'm listening to Free Talk Live, and there's a bunch of girls on there talking, telling us to call in using this phone number. Uh-huh. So when I called it, I got you guys. So I don't even know who I'm talking to now.
So some of the radio stations that broadcast our show do what we call a delayed broadcast. You're probably listening to a show from either Wednesday or Thursday when we have Bonnie and Nikki on here. At least
we know what it takes to get them to call in. Could have a female voice saying call into the show.
We've all got to talk like this from now on.
The thing of it is, I mean, why can't they run you live tonight, you know, instead of something recorded like that?
That would be a question for your local program director.
Yep.
Indeed.
If you want to call your local station and ask, hey, can you run Free Talk Live instead of on a delay? That might help us actually get on that station live. We'd appreciate that.
But what were the girls saying that, you know, compelled you to call, and what would you like to talk about?
Well, there's no point in me bringing it up because it has
because they'll bring it up anyway.
What you guys have been talking about tonight, especially that last caller who lost me in the first 30 seconds.
Oh, sorry about that.
And then you got into it with him, so then both of you lost me.
I did have a moment of eyes glaze over. Yeah,
I have a tendency to get into it with callers when they're dumb.
Yeah. So I've got a nonsensical call here now because I know who I'm talking to now. And you guys were talking about MySpace and Facebook.
You were.
Well, I was also on MySpace for some period of time. Mm-hmm. And then I heard this thing called Facebook. So I logged into Facebook. And guess what? There was nobody there. I mean, there were a few businessmen there. And as I recall, they advertised it actually for business people to connect with each other, almost like LinkedIn. And so anyway, I looked around. There was no one there. I went back to MySpace. So like 6 months later, all I hear is Facebook. So I logged back in again, you know, using a different name because I'd already left it. And all of a sudden, seemed like the whole world was there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And at that time, as you said, you could use a nickname, anything you wanted on Facebook.
Right.
And you know how you save your bookmarks and so forth on your computer. My bookmark still has my original nickname used for Facebook.
Wow.
Anyway, so Facebook contacts everybody in the world and says, we have to have a real name. You've got to send us, like you said, a birth certificate or a driver's license or something that proves it. So I was adopted when I was 17.
Okay.
So I sent them my first birth certificate, which is not my legal name.
Right.
Because I didn't want Facebook to know my legal name.
Okay.
I think it's horrible. I mean, the cops must go to Facebook to find out everything in the world about you, right?
Oh, yeah. All of the best criminals do.
Yeah.
And I say just cops. Like, I have heard countless, and I see it still to this day on the Facebook, where people are like, well, I'm getting ready to go on my 2-week vacation to Mexico.
Gonna
make sure I, you know, log off the thing and, like, you know, I've notified the mail to stop delivering my mail and I won't be back for 2 weeks. I'll send you guys lots of photos. Bye! And like, okay.
And those are the same people. Yeah, those are the same people that take pictures of their home and the interior, yeah. And quite often they're minor children.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you.
These people are fools. What's wrong with them, right?
Well,
it's culturally acceptable now for what?
I mean, what's wrong with them is a legitimate question. I would start out with the public education system, and then I'd like to point out that their air, food, water, and everything else is extremely poisonous. So, yeah, there's a reason people are doing stupid things. And it's...
Well, it goes back to the old saying, there's nothing free in this world.
Amen.
And you're giving up more than money when you give in to Facebook and other platforms like
yeah,
it, you
yeah.
know. Anyway,
time stop it. There ain't no such thing as a free lunch.
Come back on.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
Till the girls come back on, so I can call them and tell them what I wanted to tell them.
I'll let you know.
You guys later.
I'll let you know, Jack, before you go, that Wednesday and Thursday is when Bonnie's in the first chair. Nikki is on one of those 2 days. I don't remember which. I think Wednesdays. But Bonnie's on both days, and then on the weekends, it's myself and kind of a rotating cast of people as well. So,
a motley crew.
If you want to talk about you know, what you called about tonight, try and give a call between 7 and 10 on Wednesday, and if not, then Thursday, and you'll probably get the hosts you were seeking, okay?
Well, I'm also going to call the station manager and ask them why they're not running you live on the weekends.
Give him what
we appreciate it.
We well, issue you a verbal word as well.
Yeah, I used to work at that station as a talk show host, so I know him. I'm going to ask
even better.
Why he's not running you guys.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Jack,
all right, thanks.
Nothing but love. Take care.
I will also say this regarding what you post on Facebook or MySpace or social media.
Yeah.
Operational security is your personal responsibility.
Yeah.
Right? So
yeah.
You figure it out what's best for you, and if that's how you want to play it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't be mad when the results reflect it.
Right.
Yeah. There ain't no such thing as a free lunch.
Yep.
If you do not know what the... If you do not see the price, you are the product. And that is every bit as true with public education and with Facebook. And I'd like to point out that the reason MySpace didn't force you to identify yourself with your driver's license is because they have not been invested in and directed by the government from the very beginning. Where
yeah.
Facebook absolutely has.
And MySpace was during that period of time, maybe that, at the end of that period of time, where everyone online had a handle.
Right.
Right. And it was okay yeah. to have a handle.
Yeah, it was insane not to.
That was right. The first rule of the internet, man. The
don't
first
ever use your real name.
Yeah, don't put your credit card information, don't put your address, don't put any personal identifying information online. That was the first rule of the internet. It's still the first rule of the internet. It's just that, as Richie Rich pointed out, it's culturally acceptable to do so now.
More than culturally acceptable. It is expected.
It's almost required, depending on where
yeah.
you go.
Yeah. Well, stay off of Facebook. Join our Mastodon.
But don't worry. Google will protect our identity. Just put all of your information into them. They'll vouch for you. And then you won't be putting your information on the internet. Solved it.
Uncle Google knows everything.
I never thought of it that way. That's hilarious. Let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. I believe this is Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Wow.
It's nice to hear you guys.
It's been a minute.
It's surprising to hear you after so long.
It's nice to hear.
Yeah, I know. Didn't they have that one guy that just talk about whatever they want to talk about show that, I mean, I'm surprised that
lives?
You guys are taking live calls.
We've been taking, so I think what you're thinking about, Sarah, is we do the live call-in show now on Wednesday and Thursday, Saturday and Sunday. The rest of the days of the week, we have a pre-recorded show from what we call the family of Free Talk Live shows. So on Monday, there's this guy, Ernie, doing a show. On Tuesday, it's Nate and Chuck. And then on Friday, it's Gardner. These are pre-recorded shows. We're just trying to introduce people to new content from new people, new hosts, and that kind of a thing. So they're part of the Free Talk Live family.
Yeah. You know what? I think that's why I went out of commission. There was only one night. It was Bonnie was taking live calls. All the other ones were pre-recorded. So I just kind of got involved with all sorts of other stuff.
She started running with the wrong crowd.
Did you start doing drugs, Sarah?
No, I just got really involved putting on that library meeting and my network company.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a library room right by the entrance. And then we just have a welcome sign. Everybody just wanders in, asks questions, and that's it. And then they just stay there for five. And they, you know, we just give them our card, and then they leave. So it's a that's an open meeting. So I've been involved with that.
Okay. Is this what you called about tonight?
Huh?
Is this why you called tonight? To talk about the library thing?
I was just going to – I really want to talk about Eleanor Chavez. She got hit by a speeder running a red light here in Albuquerque, and they were her family's remembering her. So, now we're averaging like 4 pedestrians for 100,000 people. So
I'm still going to blame the state for this.
Well, you know what? I did talk to the state governor's office people, and what they have told me that our community have fought off the red light camera. I'm just like, really? I said, I'm one of those ones that really wanted to fight to keep them on. So I guess there's a lot of people that showed up and really fought it.
Yeah, I don't even think it's the red light cameras. I don't think that in a free market, the meat popsicle should have the right of way over the 3,000-pound death machine. Right? Like, that has to be mandated by the state. Otherwise, people will be like, I don't want to step off the curb if there's a 3,000-pound death machine coming this, you know, in the other direction. I will take care of my own safety.
Don't people have a motivation to do that anyway?
No, because the state goes, you step into the crosswalk, you have the right of way, the car has to stop, or they're in violation of the law, and so pedestrians will step out in front of the car.
I think you underestimate what people would do if that law were changed. I think people would be just as likely to step out in front of the car.
Oh, well, but they would be liable for themselves.
Where you guys are at. Over here, that's the opposite. If you step out, they have the right to kill you and run off, and they'll never get caught. Over here, that's why we kill 4 pedestrians for every 100,000 people. We're capacity.
Oh, that's not against the law in New Mexico?
Wait. You're saying that a car can hit a pedestrian and drive away, and that's cool?
Well, I mean, they never get caught. What's the...
Well, that's different.
They never get put to jail. I mean, for every one of them...
So there are laws against it, though, right? Like, if you are in a car and you hit a pedestrian and then you drive away, that is against New Mexico law currently, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
But if you...
And my suggestion is that
how you
that
get caught,
incentivizes people to step up.
Yeah, so, and then the law is be like, well, it's an accident. I didn't see that person.
So my position is that the laws as they exist today obviously do not work to prevent this from happening. Otherwise, well, it wouldn't happen.
Yeah, I guess so. That's just always been like this. They don't protect pedestrians much here in New Mexico. You know,
people need to take personal responsibility and protect themselves. But when they feel like they're protected from the law... Right, they don't always act in accordance with their best
interest. The law.
By the law.
Yeah, protected by the law. I wish I could be protected from the law.
Okay.
Yeah, but can I tell you something? Did you know we killed 103? I have never lived here where it went over 97 in the whole state of New Mexico. So 3 years ago, it reached 103. I was just like baffled, you know.
Is that per year?
So I get... Yeah,
like I think one year it broke that mark.
Okay, so
I thought 93 was pretty bad. 97 was the highest, but it went over 103 pedestrians.
So responsible as a pedestrian.
Well, you gotta run for your life and get out of the car's way.
As you should, because that 3,000-pound death machine is trying to run you down.
I have an idea. I have an idea that might work, Sarah. Are you familiar with bubble wrap?
I don't know about that.
You know, you get it in when you get a fragile package, you know, from Amazon or something in the mail. They wrap it in this paper filled with bubbles or plastic filled with bubbles, right? So bubble wrap is one of the most resilient things on planet Earth.
I've seen a six-year-old pup.
No.
Okay.
So, like, I have shipped, like a $5,000 guitar across country, but wrapped in several layers of bubble wrap. And it,
it
successfully. So my suggestion to you, Sarah, is to invest in several rolls of bubble wrap and then wrap yourself in it before wandering outside as a protective measure.
She's never been hit, though. Yeah.
Also, I'd like to point out that, like, it going from 97 to 103, Sarah, I'm just going to warn you, it's going to keep going up. So there's this thing called population. And when a population gets bigger, the number of people who get hit by cars also gets bigger. So you should really brace yourself. That number will keep going up for as long as you're alive.
Hey, but I want to brag about something. Did you know that I got 18 free loyalty dollars coming up that I got to use on products?
Because
I have three people below me now, and every time they buy, I get 7% free loyalty dollars. I was so amazed.
The benefits of multi-level marketing.
What will you spend it on?
I don't think so. We don't call ourselves that. We call ourselves the network marketing.
Yeah, whatever.
But
that's fine. What will you spend the 18 loyalty dollars on?
Running shoes.
Well, and then I had the $10 from shipping. Last month I spent on shipping. They gave it to me for free loyalty dollars. They just want to keep you on the hook. So so I got to spend like almost $30. I got B-Fuel shots. I ordered extra more soaps. I was like, oh, my God. I was so excited. I mean, you know what I mean?
This is clean and energized.
You know?
Yeah. Well, no wonder you're calling again.
So let me ask you, Sarah, do you kind of wish that you could still call in every single night?
Well, I mean, no, I'm just happy that I could call in three nights out of the week now, Wednesday, Saturday, Friday, and Thursday.
All right.
I'll take whatever I could get.
It's Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Focus on Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah, I'll take to get my ideas out there, because your show has actually really helped push a lot of issues, like the human trafficking.
Mm. You know what I mean? True.
So, yeah, you know what? At least I
didn't know you liked our show.
Our governor is going to open up the human trafficking laws here this year, so I'm just so excited.
Human trafficking, huh?
What does that mean to open up the laws?
I think they're, aren't they like the illegal people that bring the illegals and they traffic the girls? They're going to go after them harder. So, you know.
Sounds like just an excuse to go after the illegals.
I don't know. You know, the human women, abusing women here have been really bad in this state. We had a lot of human trafficking really bad in this state, and they did have to toughen up the sentencing. So that's going to happen.
Have you been abusing women?
No,
I mean, part of the problem with those human trafficking laws is sometimes they charge the victims.
Right.
And that's a problem, too.
Yeah. Hey, while we have you, I'm curious, what do you think about the possibility of going to war with Iran?
Oh, no sense.
Possibility.
Whiplash.
Going to the war with Iran. Yeah. Haven't we've always been kind of against Iran? We've always been.
Well, yeah, the U.S. has been bombing brown people since before I was born.
Wait, I whiplashed? You're suddenly talking about her rewards. That didn't get you. Okay.
Well, why value Sarah's opinion on war with Iran?
Because she has a surprisingly average opinion.
Okay.
Like, have you seen Idiocracy?
All right.
I mean, seriously, she's like right down the middle of a whole group of people I never get to talk to.
So this is baseline America opinion that you're trying to get to the bottom of here.
Pretty much.
It's really because I kind of expect it from Sarah. I don't expect it from you.
Now that I know the motive.
Because I know
proceed.
You.
Yeah, no, I mean, I would like to know what America thinks about the fact that we might be about to destroy everything. Because, I mean, that is basically what this goes to.
Because when I see the travel show, they would have walls with murals on it with the skeletons. And then they would make them, it's like a proxy of Israel or something. And they had American flag with a skeletons on it. They've always been anti-American, anti-Jewish forever in Iran. So why are we totally surprised? Lost. I mean,
I'm gonna pick why are we surprised that we're going to war with them? They don't get along with us.
Well, wouldn't they?
Because we don't open up trade.
Drones to help the Russians from the Black Sea. I mean, to bomb the Ukrainian ships. They were working with the Russians to launch bombs and stuff like off of Iran. So why are we surprised?
So what do you think should be done about it?
You know, I mean, I could have, what are we supposed to do about it? Whatever the country decide to decide, what are you going to do about it? Do you think we have any say-so in all of this?
Yes, actually. Like, ordinary people have a surprising amount of say-so in just about everything. Otherwise, they wouldn't bother to use propaganda.
Apologize, mea culpa, open up trade.
Well, I don't know that there's nothing really. People have been involved with anti-war protests, and they work only so long, and then they wait 5 years, they started back up the wars again, so...
Okay, but look at what happens when we don't. Like, if there are no anti-war protests, it goes nuts!
Oh, yeah, well...
Like 9-11. 9-11 stopped, like, a lot of anti-war sentiment throughout the country.
Never forget.
Like, a huge amount of anti-war sentiment just ended. And what was the result? We went to war with half a dozen countries right away?
That didn't fly the planes.
Yeah, none of which were actually involved, according to the official story.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm what you call a 9/11 truther. I really believe that it was an inside job, so that America would have a reason to go.
Red pill, Sarah, again. Average American, right here, Pecos.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. When did you become a 9/11 truther?
Well, you know, I was several years ago. They had a 9/11 truther show.
Well, hey, Sarah, thank you for the call. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live to come. Sarah's a red pill? Wow, man.
We saw that coming.
Yeah, not me. More Free Talk Live is coming up. Hour number 3 is next. Don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.